So, Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you to this second workshop within our Holy Name retreat. How did you like yesterday's, or let me say like this, can I have a short feedback about yesterday from you? What went on for you yesterday during the Akhanda Kirtan?
Even though if he did fill a heart with mercy and love, we would still chant for 8 hours because Maharaj told us to do that.
Yeah.
And he did, he deprived us of all the mercy and he tried to chant and chant.
Here's a devotee who said, we pray to Krishna that even if he would not give us mercy, we would continue for 8 hours because we were told like this. And this is exactly what happened. No mercy for 8 hours. All right. There is a very nice quotation in the Bhagavatam where Krishna says, O gopis who do not know my real intentions. Sometimes I don't appear for those who chant my holy names and do other sadhanas just to make their longing for me greater. So don't think, okay, he didn't show me mercy for 8 hours, I get another lord now. Keep on and it will come. Any other questions? Not questions. Any other reports? What went on? Yes? I could feel the power of the special environment who gave special energy, special empowerment. Did anyone of you have that feeling that we were at a special place and it added to your chanting? Please raise your... Oh yes, quite a few, yes. I especially must admit I feel this in Vrindavan in an increasing way when the sun sets and it becomes dark. Then somehow the sweetness of Vrindavan for me becomes increased, and I can only explain it that I now can't see anything with the eyes, so at that time the other senses or sensitivities become increased, and then I recommend this to you. When you can't sleep, this might sometimes happen in the night, or you get up in the night to do a quick visit to the restroom. And then if it's possible, just get your head out of the door and just look around in the darkness. And you will be surprised what you feel. Any other report? What went on for me yesterday in the 12-hour kirtan? Yes, Mataji? Yeah. Even the broken names he accepts, like he accepted the chip, right? This devotee said something which I want to take as a lead into this morning's workshop. When I try to chant in Sambandha, making some connection, like through prayer, please accept me in your service, then I really felt some connection, although it was still, not on the most perfect level. But the second point was that it seems Krishna accepts when we do an effort. What I noted as a... maybe you know, I sometimes lead kirtans, although I'm not very expert in this, but still, I watched the kirtan of Indra Dyumna Maharaj, you know, like one colleague watches the other colleagues. And I noted that as he was chanting, he was moving the scale up, the same melody and a little higher and little higher. Two times he moved the scales. I noticed this as a kirtan leader notices the secrets from the other kirtan leader. But I noticed something which was much, much more impressive than a good technique, a good skill of leading kirtan, to just sing it a little higher. Every kirtan leader knows this. If you want your audience to feel a special impetus, you just go a little higher with the melody. Best is when they don't notice it. So you go down, when you are in the higher, in the second melody, you just, when you change to the first melody, you just transport the first melody one tone upward, and everyone doesn't know why, but all of a sudden they go, Hare Krishna, it's a musical technique, a skill. So I noticed these things, but what I really noticed beyond this is that our Maharaj is a devotee who preaches the holy name all over the world in a very successful format called the India Festival. These are, you could say, spiritual entertainment which quotes the core that is powerful preaching and powerful kirtan with the people. So I noticed, because he was so much in this festival mood, that when he sang, we all came into the festival mood. And although there were no colorful air balloons and flower petals and girls dressed with everything so on, we all felt, wow, what a joyous Harinam festival. And we, which Harinam should be, a joyous celebration, a joyous glorification. And from this I noticed what is in the heart that manifests. So when you do kirtan or when you do japa, you can be rest assured that in your life, what is in your heart will manifest outside. When you are dry, your kirtan will be dry. It's almost like when you squeeze a lemon, always lemon juice comes out, not mango juice or Coca-Cola. So in kirtan, kirtan is actually also something where we face ourselves, or to be more precise, we have to face what is inside. That's why today we will speak about how to come to the heart of kirtan, so that our singing, our dancing, our outer manifestation will be very Krishna conscious and very joyous. Sometimes, maybe some of us are even afraid of long kirtans or long japa sessions, because what will invariably happen is that what is inside will come outside. And sometimes we don't want to see what is inside, because we have a feeling it's not the best what is inside. So we will now work in this workshop a little on the inside, on the heart, on the heart of kirtan. And if you asked me personally, what have you realized in your life with the holy name, I can say I don't consider myself a very realized soul. In fact, those who know me better know that I'm not a good devotee. But there is still something which stands out, something which I can see. And it is very simple like this. If you are in kirtan and you remember Krishna, it's wonderful. If you are in kirtan and you keep on forgetting Krishna, it's not so much different than what you always do and always think. So in kirtan, there is something which we teach, and I'm very happy to announce that very soon we will open a kirtan school in Radhadesh. The Radhadesh College is opening this, and you will soon be able to find out more about this kirtan school. There, one of the points, I have been asked to be one of the many talented contributors. My contribution will be something which is called Kirtan Sambandha. Listen now very carefully as I try to explain what that is and then bring you into an experience of Kirtan Sambandha. I personally believe that this is the secret of good kirtan. Okay, let us start. Bandha means bond. There are basically two bondages or bonds in this world. One is a bond which binds us, and the second is a bond which frees us. The sambandha, or the which binds us, is the sambandha or connection or bondage to our conditioned nature. When we are connected with the body and the mind, which are the sum total of our conditioned nature, we are bound souls. There is a very nice pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which you all are familiar with, I believe. It is the Kaliya Damana Leela, where Krishna conquers Kaliya. He doesn't kill Kaliya, he conquers Kaliya. In this Leela, it's very interesting to note that Kaliya was not a regular demon. He was actually a devotee. We hear that he was initiated by Ananta Shesha, the snake carrier of Lord Vishnu. And Ananta Shesha gave him a mantra, and only because he had that mantra, he was purified so much that he went to Vrindavan. He was a pilgrim, like you. He went to Vrindavan, yes. And he stayed here for a long amount of time. I forgot how long, something like 800 kalpas, really a long time. But still, Kaliya had committed Vaishnava aparad against Garuda, and therefore he had to suffer from the result of aparad. When we do an aparad, we are disconnected from Krishna. And this is what Kaliya was. He actually turned against Krishna. He poisoned the Yamuna very much like the Delhi government does at the present moment. It's not a very devotional activity to poison the Yamuna. And he actually attacked Krishna by wanting to crush him in his deadly coils. Kaliya had crushed in this way many, many cows and many living entities. He was a professional murderer. He really had degraded, if you can say, from an initiated disciple due to his Vaishnava aparad. So we know Krishna did not deal with him like he deals with demons. He didn't kill him. Krishna just transformed him and reformed him. And at the end, Kalia turned to Krishna and had a confession, a deep confession. He said, "Oh my Lord," and I really can pray this. Let us have some, my little orchestra here for you. "Oh my Lord, it is so very hard for people to give up their conditional nature by which they identify with that which is unreal, the mind and the body. Oh Krishna, you are the only one who can grant freedom from this Maya." Do you also sometimes feel like Kalia? It's so difficult to change one's nature. So difficult. In Hindi they say it's more easier to move the Himalayas 1 meter to the left side than to change a person's character. Try pushing the Himalayas. It's not easy, but it's easier than to change a person's character. This bond to the conditioned nature is so absolutely strong. It's like iron chains. It's very difficult. So since time immemorial, we have this bondage. We have this connection. But there's another bondage which will free us, a second type of bond. And it is this bond which we want to establish, especially when we chant. This bond is called, in philosophy, sambandha, a connection with Krishna. And it can come, for instance, when you pray to Krishna. Good prayers to Krishna make that connection. Also, during the chanting, if you go into a prayerful mood, you are not in the mood, "I hope this is soon over here with my japa. I hope I'm soon free from my irresponsible promise to chant 16 rounds each day." No, when you have the mood in your mind, "Oh Krishna, please accept me," not "Oh Krishna, let this soon be over." Then, if you connect in your consciousness with Krishna, at that time you get immediately freed from the clutches of Maya, the clutches which held Kalia a prisoner. This is so important, this point. Without sambandha, my dear devotees, you are actually cheating yourself. Without a conscious connection, it's just lip service. We don't want lip service even in our life. How do you like if someone says to you, "Oh Prabhu, you are the best. Oh Prabhu, would you like a sweet? Oh Prabhu, vanshakalpatarubas cha kripa sindhu," etc. And when you see them with some other people standing under a tree in the Kripalu ashram, it's called the Kripala ashram, and they say, "Look at him, he's so foolish." Then you feel, "Oh no, it was only lip service. The heart was somewhere else. When this person praised me, his heart was saying, 'He's a fool, he's a fool, he's a fool, I don't like him.' But his lips said, 'Oh, you're so nice, you're so learned, you're so intelligent and well-dressed.'" You know, no one likes lip service. Do you think God likes your lip service? You must learn to chant with your heart. At that moment only, your chanting is heart deep, and then Krishna appears. Krishna can read your mind. Krishna knows where you are. Krishna cannot be cheated with lip service. Krishna wants to see that we are connected, that we are chanting his names in a prayerful way. This is what Krishna wants. Then if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you say, "Oh, quickly let me end this. You're not saying, please accept my service. You say, please quickly release me from service. That's what you actually say, and Krishna knows it and feels it. Now you might say, well, this is a German Maharaj, I don't believe it. He's known for this. So to make sure that you believe me, I will read you something from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says there that you can chant the Hare Krishna mantra, but it may not be the holy name which you chant. It's something else. He would call it the alphabet. You do some alphabet dik seva. He said, it is stated, Namakshara bahiraya bhate tabu nama kabu noi. One may vibrate the sound of the holy names, but it may not actually be the holy name. No. The holy names and the Lord are non-different. So when the holy name comes, Krishna comes. Sometimes you may chant something which sounds like the holy name, but Krishna is not present. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, what helps that the name becomes the name? He says, those who lack knowledge of the relationship between the servant and the object of service, that means you and Krishna, cannot cross beyond the four objectives of life. So those who chant without sambandha, without connection, cannot go beyond these four things: religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Those who chant without sambandha cannot reach the platform of love for Krishna. So this connection to Krishna while chanting is important, and it is the gift of a genuine sadhu who tells us, you are an eternal servant, you are part of Krishna, and who tells us about Krishna. But we must take the teachings to heart and apply them. This is very important. In the scriptures, I have said this very often, and I hope I don't bore you. Maybe I give you a picture this time. In the pictures, in the scriptures, we find a little analogy. The chanter is compared with an archer who uses bow and arrow. The mantra is the bow, and the arrow is the living entity, the pure living entity, the soul. You who are at the moment a sadhaka, a practicing devotee, are the archer. So what is the most important thing in archery? The aim. Those who are real archers, you know, the Japanese have real archers. There are even Buddhistic schools. All they do for 2 years, they really concentrate their mind on the aim. And once they have done this first step, I want the arrow to go there. It's somehow mystical. It's actually not mystical. I could give you a lecture on psychology, on mental orientation, but this Vashana is boring to hear about these things. When you concentrate on something, somehow the physical world follows you. Matajis know this when they want to marry someone. They just and they stand at the right place. When the Prabhu comes out of the room, then they are by chance already under the tree there. And it's a whole thing, you know, and it almost always works. Almost. There are a few brahmacharis who have survived, but there are very few. It almost works. It's because the physical reality follows the mental orientation. It's simply like this. Or therefore it is, and this is also in spiritual life there. You know the only prize for your Krishna consciousness is not that you have to know a lot of shlokas. It's not that you have to excel in different services. The only prize is your intense eagerness to obtain it. Mental orientation, eagerness. So in mantra chanting, this taking aim is the most important. And I have a tip for you how you can learn this. Would you like to know this insider tip? You have to learn to sing for Krishna when no one listens to you. Then you are sure you don't sing for an audience. Take your kartals or your medanga or your harmonium along with you. Go into the temple room or go before a deity or a picture of Krishna when you have, and just sing for him. There will be a very interesting transformation. I got to know this when I was ordered by my temple commander from Persia to sing for Krishna in the Arada, how do we call it? Krishna Balaram Mandir, our Hare Krishna temple in Vrindavan. And I was given the night shift. That is 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock in the night to 4 o'clock in the morning. Hare Krishna. It's so very lonely. 2,000 light years from an audience, you know. The first things who go to sleep are your Indian instrumentalist, medanga player, kartal player. They just they say, ek minute, and then they are somewhere, and you don't know where they are. Then the next one who go to sleep are the pigeons in the temple. And then you hear that the person who should never go to sleep, who's in fact paid to stay awake, also goes to sleep because you don't hear him any longer. It's the chokidar, the guard who's supposed to ring the hour, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. You don't hear anything any longer. And you know, he's there wrapped in his Punjabi blanket, happily sleeping and dreaming of better times, you know, when he doesn't need to try to stay awake in the night. You know. It's only you. And you have to chant, and and you have a clock before you or in the wall, and you somehow notice the arm of the clock doesn't move. It's an amazing experience, and you think that this nonsense Indian clock doesn't work, and you look at your Swiss super wristwatch, and you notice the same phenomena. It doesn't move. Time has stopped. And then you know there's no escape here. Either I could also go to sleep, but then an ancient tradition, a kirtan which never stopped for several years, will stop just because of you. And I don't know, for at least for a German duty-minded person, this doesn't work, you know. Or I must find now some way to survive this desert of chanting. And at that time, you think, well, no one is listening. That's the first thought you have. My instrumentalists are not listening. The shogita is not listening. The pigeon is not listening. Nobody is hearing this. Then you ask, really, nobody? Let me see, what am I doing here? Kirtan. Kirtan means praise. Aha, praise. Whom do I praise here? Krishna, right. It's for Krishna. And Krishna is he not noticing? Of course Krishna's noticing. He's in the heart. He is everywhere. And at that time, when you start to switch from the no connection kirtan to the connected kirtan, you think, my God, what is happening with this Swiss watch? Is something wrong here? It moves so fast. It's almost over. Let me look at the Indian clock. Maybe that's a healthy clock. It also moves so fast. What is going on? It is magical. It is absolutely different when you chant without connection, like most of the Hare Krishnas do, or with connection, I don't want to criticize devotees here, no nama parat, like I have also seen many devotees who do that. Especially when the husband runs away, then, oh Krishna, I forgot you. Or when some other thing in life happens which shakes us out of our deadly routine of inattention to Krishna. No? But you can make a practice out of it, to chant in connection. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers us three simple internal steps which help us to go into a connected chanting. And I want to give you these three steps. You can now, for now, listen. And then we will practice something. Practice on this. I'm almost finished with the theoretical part. He says, the first meditation of someone who wants to chant with a sense of inner connection. By the way, I first need to find this. Aham eva sam eva gre. Aham eva. 32. Is to understand the first step. I'm really not the body. I'm in fact in soul, and I'm Krishna's eternal servant. You really, as you chant, make this step. I'm Krishna's servant. I'm not the servant of my senses or the servant of my mind. I'm Krishna's servant. Then the second step is you connect with Krishna as your infinite master. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes a verse here in the Bhajan Rahasya. He says, one should try to achieve knowledge of both Krishna and oneself. You should know who you are and who is Krishna, and then chant. There is a verse, and he would stop his, he would chant like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like he would chant, and then he would stop. There was a neighbor of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who told the devotees how he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting. And you know, he got up very early in the morning and he chanted in Navadvip. And then when the night turned into the dawn, you know, when it started to become lighter, he would go in the garden and sit on a cement chair. You can still, I think we saw the cement chair once. It's a simple construction. And he would chant. And the neighbor said, it sounded to me on the other side of the fence as if he was calling someone. Hey, like we say, like we call, oh, Pankajangri Babu. Oh, Pankajangri Babu. Pankajangri Babu. You know, like calling someone. He would call like this to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, oh, Krishna. It sounded really personal. There was something going on, a relationship. So then he would stop, listen to this, and he would chant a verse.
Aham evasam evagre nan yat yat sadasat param pascharaham yat tetascha yo vashesh yetasosmyaham.
And then he would stop and he would hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then again, what does this verse mean? Which inspired Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be like firewood in the fire of his chanting. Do you want to listen to this verse? I would tell it to you anyways. It's Krishna speaking. Brahma, it is I. Sometimes the Lord, when he speaks, he points at him. The personality of Godhead. I existed before the creation and there was nothing but myself. There was no material nature, the cause of this creation, and no Brahma. That which you see now is also I. Krishna points at his chest. Ah, here, look, look, look. The personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, destruction, what remains will also be, I can't really point to, you know, Krishna will go like, I, the personality of Godhead. So, Krishna is like the transcendental sun, who is there before creation, he's there in the creation, and he's there after the creation. And you are his servant. You belong to him. And so the first point is, I'm an atomic particle of consciousness, and Krishna's eternal servant. The second point is, Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. And the third is the material world in which you are now is the prison house meant to reform my absent-minded tendency. Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant about this also. Third point is the material world is the prison house meant to reform my absent-minded tendencies. You are here in order to become healthy, just like you are in the hospital to become healthy and jump around and do many things. You are here in this world to become spiritually healthy. That's why you are here. The only reason this world was created, to just poke you a little bit in the sacred behind, birth, old age, disease, and death, huh? And all that. So that you understand, I, this is not a place for my enjoyment. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant in Krishna's voice, Brahma, no, what appears to be of any value here, if it has no relation to me, has no reality, know it as my illusory energy. It's my Maya. So the devotee goes through these meditations, and when you get, and this is how he does practically the kirtan, the becomes an archer. He aims. He puts himself to the mantra. That's I am Krishna's servant. The second thing is he takes the goal, the aim. Oh, Krishna is my master, Radha and Krishna. I want to reach them. And now he moves the kirtan arrow, the chanting arrow. He understands there is nothing of value in this world. It's Maya. It's an illusion if I don't use the chance to become Krishna conscious. And then he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Before he was chanting, ah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So something interesting to read. Krishna, Krishna. Torture, torture. Now he has reached Sambandha, the connection. The dryness is finished. He is moving forward. The arrow moves. The living entity moves out of this world by the power of this, bringing these elements together. Himself, Krishna, and his relationship to the world. Then he can go. He can go unlimitedly fast and unlimitedly far in a relative short amount of time if he can stay in this process called Krishna Sambandha. Hare Krishna. What do you think? We don't think, Maharaj, we are exhausted. We need sleep. No, honestly. Could you understand what I wanted to present to you? Sambandha? If you understand, if you forget everything, just this word, Sambandha, connection. How you do the connection, that we will learn now a little bit. I would like to introduce to you three powerful steps in addition to what you have heard. These are now things which are practical when you chant. First of all, when you sit down and take the beads in your hand, or you sit down in kirtan, become aware that the holy name is not different from Radha and Krishna. Develop some respect for the practice. Just make it, you can meditate about the verse from Padma Purana, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vikraye Nitya Bonashuddha Nitya Mukto Binadvang Nama Namino. It's a verse which says, Nama Chintamani Krishna. The name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone. It is full of rasa. It is eternally liberated. This is so because the name is not different from Krishna. So you can chant like this. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation in one of his writings. The second step is meditate on the meaning of the holy names. Please engage me in your service. And the third step is to come and chant in a prayerful mood. Who likes to pray amongst you? Oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. Because sometimes people don't like to pray, I found out in the Hare Krishna movement. I found out so many things by giving retreats and asking these questions. You know, now Maharaj, prayer. I feel this for my woman. You know, sometimes people have told me. and women say, oh, prayer, that's for children. You know, I have heard many things, you know. There is a very good prayer which I could recommend to you, but I better do this in the exercise. I will now go through these three steps with you by singing a kirtan with you. Hare. So, we will sing now the holy name, and I request you to first look at the deities, or you might like to look on the walls. Do you see these very beautiful posters? Pictures of Krishna. Or perhaps you have a favorite picture of Krishna, an image of Krishna whom you like. Those of you who are from Mayapur, you might like to think of Radha Madhava. Those who come from Germany, of Radha Madan Mohan. The idea is to think of Krishna, and that is best done by thinking about the deities. Are you ready? Everybody has a picture. Maybe you close your eyes. Oh, only 150 people have a picture. We need the other 150. There must be a favorite deity whom you see regularly or at times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. The holy name which you are singing is not different from Radha and Krishna. Some devotees worship the written letters of the holy name as their Naam Prabhu, a deity, whom they offer water, garlands, and their full attention. So please sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Na Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, please look at the blackboard there. Step 1. Become aware that the holy name is non-different from Radha and Krishna. As you sing, you just bring your mind there to this awareness. And we sing now. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing to Radha and Krishna. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Again, please sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Osha. Please look again at the flip chart. There is step two. Meditate on the meaning of the mantra. This means something, this chanting. It is not meaningless. Srila Prabhupada gave us this idea that singing the Maha Mantra means to step before Radha Krishna and to ask them for the gift of devotional service. Please just now, as you sing, meditate like, please engage me in your service. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will now slowly approach the last of the three tips of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is most properly the most difficult of the three steps. It is step three, from the heart chant in a prayerful mood. Briha Bhagavatamrita, Gopkumar meets a very nice practitioner who needs still to know one last thing. You know, Gopkumar has actually come from the spiritual world on that day, because Radha has sent him to help this person. And in Kishigat, in Vrindavan, he meets this Brahmana who was born in Mathura and who had become a worshipper of Madan Gopal by chanting the Gopal mantra. Gop Kumar looks at him. He looks at him as he might have looked upon all of us who have also reached some sort of spiritual perfection just by the fact that we have come in contact with a very powerful pure devotee and his process and its rich spiritual tradition. And Gop Kumar thinks in his mind, this person has done everything he needs to do. Indeed, his life is a complete success. You know, he chants already the Gopal mantra and he knows many things. All that remains for him to achieve is to see directly the lotus feet of the Lord. Like all of you, you are only eating prasadam. Who in the world does this? You chant the holy names, you worship, you live a sattvic life. It is a very exalted state, and if you compare it to what is the present time, the Kali Yuga, you are all walking saints. Yes, now I'm serious in this. But few of you have seen directly the lotus feet of the Lord. Most of us need to make a direct experience. So Gop Kumar thinks, what can help this person to get what he needs? That is direct experience of Krishna. And he says, well, he needs to become attached not so much to the solitary chanting of the Lord's mantra, not japa, of the Gopal mantra, but he needs to become attached to the Sankirtan of his holy names. You need to become attached to this. And then Gop Kumar, he thinks that this Naam Sankirtan connects us with Krishna as he is. And he says, my dear Brahmana, come sit here. Certainly no means of perfection is superior than the worship of Sriman Madan Gopal's lotus feet. This worship gives you results far beyond what you could expect. And this worship should be performed mainly through Naam Sankirtan, along with reverence and affection. Affection means love for the many places of Sri Gopal's pastimes, places which one should regularly visit. When you want to fall in love with a person, you visit the person at home. If you want to become attached to Gopal, Madan Gopal, you go to Vrindavan. What you have done, you have visited the Lord at his home. Congratulations. Now you just need to develop a little bit more affection for Krishna. And this you can do by praying to the holy name. My dear Naam Prabhu, please give me love. There's a verse which most probably Syamasaki will send you. It says, Agadamana Yashoda Nando Nanda Suno Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Swarupe Twayamamarati Ucher Varatang Namadeya. O Krishna, may my attachment for you be greatly increased. O Krishna, you are the killer of the demon Aga, who represents sin. You are the son of Yashoda. You are the son of Nanda. O lotus-eyed one, O moon of the gopis, please say, O moon, O Lord of Vrindavan, O merciful to the submissive, O Krishna, Gopi Chandra, Agadamana, Yashoda Nanda, Nanda Suno, Kamala Nayana, Gopi Chandra, Vrindavanendra, Pranata Karuna, you are merciful to the submissive. You have mercifully manifested in various forms. May my attachment for you be greatly increased. May my attachment for you be greatly increased. And in this mood, you just chant, begging, let my attachment for you be greatly increased. I have forgotten you for so long. Now I turn to you. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, again, please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Shishi Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please rescue me from the troubles born from materialistic friends and a materialistic home. I'm afraid I will not progress. Please break into pieces this fear of your surrendered devotee. Please sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Shishi Radha Krishna, today I place myself and everything I possess, both in this life or in the next, at your feet. I am the home of all offenses. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. I have no shelter. O Shishi Radha Krishna, O my lords, please become my shelter. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please repeat after me. O Master of Radha, I am yours. O Beloved of Lord Krishna, I am yours. You are the goal of my life. You are like two great oceans of mercy. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me in your service. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, all together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Daya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Daya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Yeah. So, I would like to summarize what we have dealt with today in this second workshop. The whole workshop was about Sambandha, and we heard the example of the bow shooter, the archer, who needs to take aim so that he reaches the target. So in Kirtan, we also need to take aim, and especially during the practice of Kirtan, we should actually be aiming very nicely. I think you all know the Mahabharata story, how at the end of their military education, Dronacharya asked all the Kaurava princes to come with him. He wanted to investigate how well they had learned. He had fixed a wooden bird high up a tree, on the top of the tree, and told them to shoot into the wooden eye of the wooden bird. That would be the target, the mark. The first one he asked to step forward was Yudhishthira. He said, "Yudhishthira, my child, before you shoot, tell me what you see." Yudhishthira gave a account of what he saw. "I see the tree, venerable teacher. I see all of us. I see the bird." "Ah," said Dronacharya, "move aside. You are not qualified to shoot." "Duryodhana." Then the proud Duryodhana stepped forward. "Duryodhana, you shoot. But first tell me what you see." "Ah," Duryodhana, he was super smart. He said, "I see you." "And I see the tree." "And ah," said Dronacharya, "move aside." I don't think he made that type of sound. It was more dignified sound. "Not qualified. Move aside." One by one, he asked all the princes to step forward. Finally, he asked Arjuna. None of the princes was even deemed to be qualified to use the bow and the arrow. "Ah, you're not qualified. Arjuna, you know, tell me, what do you see?" "I see the eye of the bird." "Ah," said Dronacharya. "What is about the other things?" "Tell me what else you see." "At this moment, venerable teacher, I see the eye of the bird." "No, there is something else, no? Tree, landscape." "At this specific moment where I have been given the task to shoot at the target, I only see the target, the eye of the bird." "Oh," said Dronacharya, "shoot." Concentration, fixation, sambandha, connection, inner connection with the task will bring success. So, in order to learn how to connect, you know, we had this analogy, the Kirtan arrow, you have seen this, the archer of mantra shooting. "Please don't shoot an arrow without aiming at the goal. It's dangerous." In other words, when you chant and you space out, what will mostly happen is you will be offensive towards the holy name. You will not give him attention as you should be doing. And the holy name will be displeased with you. And then you develop all kinds of material attachments and desires. That will mostly happen. It's dangerous. I'm not saying don't chant. The only way to become free from offenses is repeated chanting. Not that you misunderstood me. Oh, Satchidananda Swami said it's dangerous to chant without sambandha, so let's stop chanting. No. You have, if this is what you have understood, you have not listened very deeply enough. It's dangerous to chant with offenses because material desires will develop. It's called nam aparad, which will give birth to material desires. But the only possible way, according to the Padma Purana, to become free of these aparadas is to chant repeatedly, like we did yesterday. That was therapy for all of us, to sit and chant for a longer amount of time. And we will have a second chance tomorrow in Ter Kadamba, where our 64 rounds day comes. That's the most nectarian day of the retreat. You will tell your generations to come about that day. It's so eventful what happens. So, repeated chanting. You know? But if you chant with connection with sambandha, then you can quickly see results. And we have offered three steps. Please show us the first step. The first step was, why don't you cover it? Let us see if anyone remembers. Syamasagi, you must jump on the thing. Yeah, good. Let us see. Who remembers what's the first step? Now comes the success moment or the moments of deep pain for the japa retreat instructor. Yes, I will see, Gaurahari. I can imagine that you know. Let us go to a person who I do not know if you know. Damodar Prabhu. Damodar, no? No. What was your good name? Oh, Abhimanyu, sorry, Abhimanyu Prabhu, what is the first step?
That Radha and Krishna are non-different from the holy name.
Oh, God, you have made it. Abhimanyu is the best. Become aware that the holy names is non-different from Radha Krishna. Thank you so much. This is a success moment in my life. Haribo. I mean, I'm saying it like this. I'm nothing. I'm just trying to present something I read in the book. So good. So second step, don't show it, please. Who remembers the second step? Wow. Meditate on the meaning of the mantra. Let us hear from the Gurukul boys. Was that in your mind also? Wonderful. What is your name? Kartik. Well, with such a name you can't go wrong, you know. Kartik. That's the best month for spiritual practice, and Radharani is called Kartik Devi. Kartika Devi, yes. So meditate on the meaning of the holy name or the mantra. Second question on this. What is the meaning of the holy name? Lila Purushottam. To be engaged in the to pray to Srimati Radharani, to be engaged in the service. There are different meanings. For those of you who chant for a longer time, we do this in, I think I said already, we have this training newsletter, and maybe we can include different meanings. That sometimes it gives life to the chant. If you, for instance, there is this meaning which I like to Ajahn, please take my mind from the material world and attract it with your sweetness. I like to meditate like this because sometimes it's so hard. The mind is going in one way and the tongue has to chant in this way, and there is a conflict of direction. You know, tongue wants holy name, mind wants rolling stones. You know, so difficult. So then, oh, please, please attract my mind from the material world. So we will send this to you. Now the third step. Who remembers? We will see the Madhaji. Yes.
Madhaji, your good name?
Wow. Gaurangi Gandavika. This is a name given by Jaipataka Maharaj. Right? I can immediately see. Yes. 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 Chant with your heart in a prayerful mood. Yes, it is here. From the heart in a prayerful mood. Thank you. Gaurangi Gandavika Devidasi. Yeah. We suggested a prayer from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita. It says that anyone who prays in this mood will certainly be engaged in the direct service of Radha and Krishna after this life. After this one life. So it's a very good prayer. You know, when we said, O Master of Radha, I'm yours, O Beloved of Lord Krishna. In a prayerful mood, you know, just the prayerful mood will come naturally when you think of the few steps. Now, first step and second step and third step. It will come. That's the whole thing, you know. Chanting should be an affectionate practice. It's a practice of bhakti. And we must somehow or other bring our feelings to the chanting. Somehow or other, this is important. So, I have good news. We are a little bit early already, 7 minutes earlier than time. We will have now time for a pause. I can see that some of you are a little... Let me just ask you, the class is over, we can now talk like you know, we are from the same family. How is it? Are you exhausted? How are you? No, Haribol, that anyone can say. Even a dying person can say, Haribol! Is it all right? I think, maybe you are totally, your heart gets melted by Srimati Radharani. You look very unusually pious, you know. Pious is maybe not the word. Solemn or grave or... Good, we will have a pause now. I would say of 10 minutes, come back 5 minutes past 1, and then we have our group chanting session. Please maybe move a little, get up, use the restrooms, and so on. See you in 10 minutes. Hare Krishna!